Suge Knight's camp is, of course, defending him after his arrest. They say the photographer accusing Suge and Cat Williams of stealing her camera was filming Suge's young son even after they asked her to stop. Meanwhile, the photographer says she suffered minor injuries during the incident. Both Suge and Cat had been released.
I think they should have a right to be able to ask you to stop shooting my minor child.
I agree.
I think they should have a right to
do that. I agree.
And if you get your camera taken for doing that, that's on you. Producers of the Queen Latifah show are shooting down reports suggesting they canceled an interview with Bill Cosby over recently resurfaced allegations linked to some kind of abuse, some sexual assault. A rep for the show says Cosby's appearance was postponed at his request.
Yeah, I believe that because Oprah would have had him on to talk about
yeah.
it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, they're preparing a statement and they don't want anybody asking until that statement is ready.
Yep.
Earlier this week, Nicki Minaj dropped another single from her album, The Pink Print, and it had social media going crazy. The song's called Only, has Nicki.
Played it yesterday.
Yeah, it has Nicki, Lil Wayne, Drake all on it, and Weezy seems to be going at Nicki's ex, Safari, saying basically he ain't hitting it right. So Safari clapped back on Twitter, and he says, "You do know I was there when Only was recorded and received, right? That song is new to y'all, not me. Give it a rest, people. Months old." Basically, he's talking about Twitter saying, "Oh, dog, you ain't hitting it right, blah, blah, blah."
He's saying, "Look, I was still hitting it back then when that song
basically
was made."
So what's the deal? There is no end in sight for that copyright lawsuit between Robin Thicke and Marvin Gaye's children. A California judge has made a new ruling that could potentially take the case all the way to trial. Who would win, Russ?
I don't think the Gaye family is going to win.
Really?
Yeah, because you can change a couple of notes and it's not a ripoff.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
It's almost like a cover.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it still going?
Listen, it's sensational.
And you can keep it going as long as you'll pay the lawyers.
Yeah.
Right. Wiz Khalifa, believe it or not, wants his stoner reputation to go up in smoke.
That's
his whole thing. People love, you know, the guys, his fans, because they're stoners too.
He says tea and crumpets.
He's trying to break away from being labeled a stoner or a weed head because he thinks the distinctions are hindering his career.
I believe
he
it.
He did that to Snoop.
Snoop tried to pull back too, but.
And it didn't work.
He came back.
He says once he's no longer known for his marijuana use, he hopes to make more movies. Would you hire him, Russ?
Yeah.
People hire stoners all the time. Oh, a lot of actors smoke weed all day.
No, I hire a lot of actors on cocaine.
I mean, that's worse.
Yeah. A lot of athletes.
I'm Alfredis. That's hot off the wire. You want more stuff? Hey, I got to tell you something real quick, Russ, before I tell you that. Guess what?
What?
Saw is 10 years old today.
Really?
You know, I know you're a director, you're a filmmaker. Right. Guess how much it cost to make that movie?
How much?
$1 million.
Wow.
Less than 20 days. Guess how much you made?
$500 million.
$100 million.
Wow.